North Carolina. I'm sure it was North Carolina, but I'm not exactly sure about the place, but I believe it was Concord, I think so, outside of Fayetteville.
But you know where your ancestors came way back?
They all got out of jail in England like yours did. That's what I've always said. All of us over here, all our people were gangsters. You know, you can get somebody to look it up and everybody's parents were assistant to a king or something, you know, but you know and I know why all these people came over here.
Yeah, the longer you've been in this country, the worse off
it. Yeah, so I don't know.
But you're pretty sure it was England? Or would you...
Scotch English or something. As far as I know, they didn't come from Germany or France or anywhere else. I think they say Scotch Irish or something like that. I don't know.
You think that's true both sides of the family?
Yeah.
England or Scotland or Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
British?
The British Isles, you'd say.
Uh-huh. Oh, see, where was your father's mother born?
I'm not real sure about this, but I think she was born in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her father was a doctor in Quincy. And the name was...
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe.
What work did they do, your father's parents? Well, did they ever do anything besides farming?
That's all. Wait, now, the reason these people got connected with the railroad, I should have told you this a while ago, he had a contract with the Seaboard Railroad to furnish wood for their locomotives, and they had a wood rack near their home, and all the young ones had to help chop wood and put on the wood rack. And, you know, when the train would stop to pick up wood, well, this wood was stacked in cords. And if the fireman on the locomotive loaded one cord or two cords or three cords of wood onto the tender of the locomotive, well, they would leave in a little wooden box by the wood rack, they would leave these tokens that the people would pick up and go cash in for the money, see. And that's how my people got connected with the railroad. And golly, at one time Daddy had three brothers that were working on the railroad, and on this particular railroad here at one time, yeah, he and two of his brothers at one time. Now he only has this one brother left that still works for the railroad. So actually, I always say that I'm from a railroad family.
How much education do you figure your father's parents had? What would you have?
Well, since they were sod busters, farmers, I'd say they had very little. Although I have heard that his father worked in the courthouse in Quincy, and that he was a tax collector or tax assessor, and it got in trouble buying up property, you know, that people couldn't afford to pay the taxes on, and that he got in trouble and was kicked completely out of the courthouse. Now, I've heard that pretty straight, but
this was your grandfather?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was buying him up some land. And
tell me some about your wife. How old is she?
She's 42.